Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, it was an interesting week. We had some off-Broadway nominations, some new Broadway shows getting up, and lots of big names taken down, at least temporarily by, well, COVID. Let's start with Daniel Craig, who is starring in the title role of the highly anticipated Broadway production of Macbeth. Now, Craig bravely took the stage for an excited Friday night audience and broke the news that someone in the cast or crew had tested positive, so the paying customers would have to leave and get refunds for another night. Oy. The next day, Craig himself got COVID and Macbeth closed for at least a week. Then there is Sarah Jessica Parker and husband Matthew Broderick, now starring in a hot ticket revival of the Neil Simon comedy Plaza Suite. He got afflicted first, but the show went on with Broderick's understudy, Michael McGrath, a fine former Tony-winning actor, by the way. But once Sarah Jessica also got it, well, now it will be about refunds until that production resumes. At least four shows have been felled in the last week or so, including Paradise Square, a new musical which was already struggling at the box office, and A Strange Loop, another new musical which won the Pulitzer Prize based on its off-Broadway run that's postponed the start of its previews. Now, both those shows, frankly, are going to have hard enough times finding audiences, but they hope to resume performances this week. Another who was struck down is one that I was fortunate enough to see just in time, and that would be Shayna Taub. She is the creator and star of the new musical at the Public Theater called Suffs, S-U-F-F-S. That went on opening night with her understudy. Now, I was lucky enough to see Taub in the role at a press preview performance just before. Reviews of this one have been mixed, surprisingly, but I was completely enthralled and moved by Suffs, all 2 hours and 45 minutes of it. This is a true history of the women who made the 19th Amendment happen. Susan B. Anthony may be the name we all studied, but, well, it took another 60 years before her work was completed. In Suffs, we meet a fascinating group, both the real-life characters and the women who bring them to life. They include most prominently one Alice Paul, she's played by Shayna Taub, Inez Mulholland, who's played by Hamilton's Philippa Sue, Lucy Burns, and others. But Suff goes deeper, centering on a number of historical players who were also integral to the story. Women like the black journalist and civil rights leader Ida B. Wells, activist Mary Church Terrell, and Carrie Chapman, Cat, the leader of the National American Women's Suffrage Association. What Shayna Taub has done here is truly remarkable. The show is basically sung through. You'll not think of the words find a way ever again. The show is pretty much sold out at the Public, and as I sat in the exact venue where I first saw a seemingly long-shot historical musical called Hamilton, well, I thought, I can see Suffs also going from off to on Broadway, possibly even matching Lin-Manuel Miranda's Pulitzer Prize. My other show of the week was the Broadway revival of Take Me Out. This is a seven-man play by Richard Greenberg about a star baseball player's decision to announce that, well, he's gay. In fact, the play begins after his big reveal and deals primarily with how it impacts the other players more than him. The play goes a bit too long, but Greenberg's dialogue is very funny until it gets very angry. All the actors are fine, especially the three starring performances by Jesse Williams as the controversial main character, Patrick J. Adams as a narrator and team player, or is he, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson as the player's new agent. This is not your mother's show. The members of the team spend quite a bit of time showering on stage in front of us. The audience must turn their phones over when they enter to be locked up in a certain folder. They are returned after the show. This is primarily to keep people from photographing all that nudity. Now, as for the off-Broadway nominations, I referred to the 37th annual Lucille Lortel Awards for Outstanding Achievement were announced. They'll be handed out on May 1st. This year's nominations include the first ever one for Outstanding Ensemble, with inaugural nominations for the cast of English, Oratorio for Living Things, and Twilight Los Angeles, and on Sugarland, almost all of which I reviewed here. Meanwhile, way off Broadway, as in London, the Olivier Awards were handed out. This version, that's their version of the Tonys, of course. A revival of Cabaret that has been the talk of London theater world since opening in December ruled that night, and apparently their season. Starring Eddie Redmayne in his first London role in a decade, Cabaret collected 7 awards. Its hall included Best Musical Revival, Best Actor for Redmayne, Best Actress for Jessie Buckley as Sally Bowles. She was nominated for an Oscar for Lost Daughter, you might remember. And Best Director. Back to our shores, one that may get nominated next year is Hitler's Tasters, opening April 14th at Theater Row. This is a dark comedy, I've mentioned it before, about the young women who have the horror, or the honor, excuse me, of being Adolf Hitler's food tasters, all based on true events. Hitler's Tasters explores the way girls navigate sexuality, friendship, patriotism, and poison during the Third Reich. That, again, is Theater Row. You can get your tickets now. Meanwhile, at the Paper Mill Playhouse, haven't heard from them for a while, A Jersey Boys Wannabe has opened there. Remember Dion and the Belmonts? Well, I do. The word is that the Wanderers doesn't reinvent the wheel, nor does it present a backstory that was begging to be told, but Dion had his share of highs and lows. This man, after all, went from runaround Sue to Abraham, Martin, and John. Paper Mill is often a testing ground, so we'll see if Broadway wants more music. Already the stages have MJ about Michael Jackson, Tina is still going. Jersey Boys, in fact, is playing on New World stages just off Broadway. Moulin Rouge is one fancy jukebox. The Girl from the North Country, soon to return for a limited run, is a medley of Bob Dylan's less cheery but beautiful songs. And a Neil Diamond show is definitely being prepped for Broadway. So lots of music. Overall, theaters everywhere are doing their thing, and they can't. Until they can't. The great actress Holland Taylor. She's in a one-woman show about Governor Ann Richards. That's at the famed Pasadena Playhouse in California. Also virtually available in L.A. or from L.A. is one by playwright John Robin Bates called I'll Be Seeing Ya. It stars Christine Lottie and Justin Kirk, two really good actors. That's available to stream until May 1st via Center Theater Group. I'm actually in Los Angeles now, and I'll be reporting on a few things here, including yet another revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, starring TV's former Ally McBeal, Calista Flockhart. And I'll be seeing, matter of fact, speaking of Theater Center Group, there's one there just opening, directed by Felicia Rashad. I hope not only to see that, but to interview Felicia herself. Anyway, I will keep you up to date on all that, on COVID hitting the New York stages and all the pre-Tony news. So, Jill, stay tuned.
All right. And how do you, is there COVID LA theater news, or is it mostly Broadway right now?
Well, there's not so far. There isn't so far, but I've been talking about this with people. New York tends, the surges and all that tends to come here about 3 weeks later. They do say people are getting COVID. You know, everybody knows somebody here. But it doesn't seem to be
You would think that after the Oscars, that there would be some. But,
of course.
But, yeah, remarkably, there wasn't.
Well, or we don't know because they're too busy talking about Will Smith getting thrown out of the Academy. So the only thing he hasn't
got. Oh, Kel Arer, right, exactly. No, I'm sorry. Right. So we're still talking about that, but we haven't. That's something that you would typically, in my view, hear. I mean, if you had the gridiron dinner, then.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah.
I'm just. What do they say? I'm just saying that it's pretty interesting that there's not any there.
Oh, my God. I went to a wedding in New York on Saturday night, and everybody's still waiting to find out, okay. Who got it? Are we all going to get it? You know, we were all 100 people or 80 people. We're sitting in a beautiful room, had a wonderful time. There were people who didn't come because they had COVID, but anytime you go to something now with more than six people, you're kind of waiting for the next date again. You might want to get tested, you know.
Yeah.
But so far, things are up and about. We'll
but
see.
But so far, and are there any new anything new coming up in LA or being opened in LA? Something went on the road, and somehow I thought it was in LA.
A lot of things are on the road.
Right, and I just, do we know how they're doing? And I thought something was...
They're doing fine. Hadestown is on the road around the country. To Kill a Mockingbird has just started his... I think the ones around the country are doing well. I haven't heard... You know, people in those towns or other cities. LA's a big city.
Right.
LA has Slave Play now and Leaven Trilogy. They're both former Broadway plays that have now come to the Center Theater Group, doing pretty well. Both of them are doing well from what I hear. So, you know, next to New York, I would say LA right now has all the next stage of all the hot stuff. And people are going, everybody, you know, the theater goers are going, and it's just a question of for how long. And, anyway, they keep trying. I got to give them credit. Tony Awards will be interesting.
Right. And then what is Paradise Square? Is that the Garth Drabinski?
Yeah, that's the one I reviewed last week.
Right. No, I'm just interested because anyone who has any interest in, shall we say, history, will know that name. We'll remember. Was it Ragtime? You're in Canada. And,
oh, yeah.
But
then he got in some trouble.
So
he's a very controversial guy. And this is that was a big story about Paradise Square, that it's Garth Drabinski's comeback after he got in all kind of financial trouble. And so he needs Paradise Square. I'm sorry that I see that it's not doing well, but I'm not surprised. Also, it's a huge cast. He tends to do these big shows. And they're hard to do now. You're a lot safer with, you know, Plaza Suite. I mean, you know, we're only, it's just very expensive to put up 40 performers in a big show with a lot of costumes. Maybe they think that's what people are ready for. I don't know. I think they're more ready for something like Take Me Out, which has seven actors and no costumes because they don't wear any clothes most of the time. Enough said about that.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.